views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Hey, True Believers, it's David Hickney. Welcome back to Freak of the Week. I can't believe it. The government still hasn't found us. We are still on the air. And this week, we're going to talk about something that I know a lot of you are really... Are you falling asleep? We have a guest here. What is your name? What is your name, sir?
Danny.
Danny, do you have a last name, Danny?
Wizo.
Wizo. Yeah. You're supposed to be an expert. Are you an expert?
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
I'm sorry. I usually wait
until you call
on me from a counterpoint, but do you really need a counterpoint argument against a person who can't even stay awake?
Hey. You don't even know what we're talking about yet.
I do, really? Because you're gave me the topic of conversation when you asked me to come back.
And you don't think he'd be a good expert on that? Hey, wake up. I can't snap with that hand.
Drugs have been used centuries as a form of enlightenment, but I...
You're damn right.
Okay, we're...
You don't seem very enlightened to me.
Let's get to...
You don't even know me, lady.
All right.
Come on! Let me talk. You know, this is an important topic, and you two are just bickering back and forth.
It's terrible being the man in the room that's not allowed to speak.
I'm the host of the show, lady.
I'm just trying to mellow out, and you guys are really ruining it.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Look, we're here to talk about sentient bong water with Danny Wiseau, and he's an expert on sentient bong water because...
I've seen lots.
Of sentient bong water.
Sure.
Okay, and could you maybe explain to me what sentient bong water is?
Well, so you just kind of, when you got a bong.
Yeah, that sounds right.
There's water in there.
Normally.
When it's in there a while, because you don't clean it out, you're fucking tired or something. Eventually, it just comes to life.
What?
Yeah.
Like, actually comes to life?
Yeah.
Like Frosty the Snowman.
A little bit like that. I mean,
you've seen this.
Sure. I mean, usually after I've, not cleaned the bong and then, hit it right after. Again. I don't clean it out, but I refill it.
So you leave the scum inside of it.
Yeah, man, it's like you don't clean a grill because you want...
You do clean a grill. You use the wire brush, and then you re-season it with olive oil.
Oh, that's crazy, because I like a char taste.
So. Yeah, but that's like a mold taste.
Well, it's a similar thing.
So you like the flavor of a dirty bong?
Sure. I mean, mold made penicillin, right?
No, that disc was appropriate.
I'm sorry, I was going to counterpoint, and I'm just going to sit back and listen, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm throwing science in your face now.
Please don't throw anything in my face.
Especially
dirty
bong
water.
Yeah, dirty bong water would be bad.
It's not dirty. It's just...
Seasoned?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about sentient bong water, because that's what we're here to talk about, instead of your personal preferences for getting high.
Sure. Well, what do you need to know?
Well, what happens when it becomes sentient?
Well, it becomes kind of like your companion.
Like a friend?
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's not really all that fun just getting high by yourself. You just kind of, you want a friend.
Have you thought about actually having friends?
Well, that means I gotta share, though. So it's like a friend that's there, enjoys the experience with you, but doesn't actually use any of your stash.
Okay. So you had conversations with your bong water, right?
I mean, I think we speak, you know, telepathically.
It doesn't use words, it just telepathically communicates with you?
Oh, yeah, I always know what it's feeling.
Okay.
And it knows what I'm feeling.
What is it said to you telepathically?
Hey.
All right.
Can I just say that there are plenty of support groups for introverts around the country that you could you could go meet people like yourself and be in an actual social group without feeling overwhelmed, as many people with anxiety often can in social situations. It's not something to be ashamed of.
Nor, a lot of people are supporting the legalization of marijuana, too.
Sure.
They are.
So,
but they're going to clean their bongs, hopefully.
I mean, that's a personal preference. It's up to you.
Have you tried edibles?
Oh, yeah.
Kidding me? You don't think you tried edibles?
Again.
Some people have their niche preference.
The sentient
I don't judge.
Bong water also does not take any of your edibles. It's really a win-win.
Okay. I don't normally agree with people going to groups of any kind, because generally the government tracks groups. But I kind of agree with Elizabeth there that maybe...
Thank you, Mr.
Oh,
Hickney.
Don't ruin it.
Thank you.
Don't ruin it. But yeah, I think maybe that would help you.
I guess I just don't really see the problems at all.
That's fair. We're going to go ahead and take a break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back with some callers.
Nerd Therapy, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Hey, we're in a field.
It's the most boring corn circle I've ever seen.
Well, considering it's all straight lines, it's the worst corn circle.
All right, as you guys round the corner, you can hear a ruckus coming from the back of the farmhouse.
Is this like a domestic situation?
Hey, there's a guy in front of him. Hey, there's a couple guys. Are they dead? Are those bodies?
They're not dead.
They're trying to fight off whatever these creatures are.
What the heck are these? It's the Green Goblin. Goblin. Goblin.
Like what you hear? Hit the subscribe button.
Welcome back to Freak of the Week. Thank you to our sponsors. Please keep paying me. I want money. Thank you very much. It's called capitalism. We're here with...
That's so wrong, dude.
Shut up. We're here with an expert on sentient bong water, Danny. I have no friends with Zoe. And, we might as well say she's here because she's already opened her yap, even though she's not supposed to for another segment.
Excuse me, opened my yap?
Yes, it's a term for a mouth.
I know all of the words for mouth in, like, 13 languages. I just am not sure why you felt the need to be so derogatory so early. Usually you say...
How is that derogatory? Yap is a word you can use for anybody.
All right. Well, your yap offends me.
Well, too bad. It's my show.
Uh-huh.
As you can tell, we have Elizabeth Merlot with us. And it's a pleasure to have her.
Thanks, Hinckley and Schmidt.
David Hickney.
You know, you can use Hinckley and Schmidt for your bong water.
Doesn't matter if you don't clean the damn thing.
Yeah, I just kind of refill the gallon again.
I feel like I've been smoking, and like this is just like me coming down from the high right now, because you guys,
that's the worst.
We've got to take a call, because you guys, both of you, are just ruining this for me right now. Hey, caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, shit.
What's up?
What's going on?
What is your name?
What?
What is your name?
I had the same problem, dude.
My name's Bill.
And where are you from, Bill?
My mom.
Me too.
Okay, Bill. What do you have a question for Danny or Elizabeth?
We are all slaves to our lineage.
Ugh. What? Don't worry, just ignore her.
You're a slave. We're all slaves.
Do you have a question or not?
Well, you called me. Right?
No, we definitely did not call you.
Wait, is this the pizza guy?
This is Freak of the Week, and I'm David Hickney.
Can we order a pizza?
No, we're not ordering a pizza. The government can follow the pizza guy to my trailer.
I personally love a pizza. Even if it's not delivery, it has to be DiGiorno as long as it has olives on it.
You're the worst.
Really are.
Okay, so like, what do you want?
Pineapple.
We're talking about sentient bong water.
Oh.
This isn't funny. I mean, seriously, drug addiction is a real problem
in society.
Right, this
isn't funny. I really want a Hawaiian pizza.
Even seemingly innocuous drugs like marijuana can become a serious addiction.
What? It's not the pizza guy.
Look, we're talking about sentient bong water. Could you just talk about sentient bong water?
I think pizza person is a better term. Pizza delivery people aren't always guys.
Have you ever delivered a pizza?
I have.
Okay, thank you, Billy. We're going to take another caller because what the fuck? Danny, do you have anything to say about the actual sentient bong water while we're waiting for another caller?
Well, sure. It's like, so, you know, once, you know, it kind of befriends you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you let it go on for too long, like everybody, it lets you down, man. And it just turns on you.
How so? Turns on you how so?
Starts telling you shit. Like, trying to make you do things.
Okay.
Like, you know, taking money out of your mom's purse.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would have done that anyway. But, like, you know, it makes it sound like I should do it again. And then, for some reason, I once stole a kid's tricycle.
What?
My bong water friend told me to.
All right, we're going to take a caller because I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
A tricycle is...
I know what a tricycle is. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, man. This is Bruce Baumgartner. I actually have a PhD from THC University in Bend, Oregon.
This is a guy we should totally listen to.
I know this is Danny Wizzo. He failed out of our program, man. I don't know
what
you're talking to this guy for, but I got my emphasis in bong chemistry with an emphasis in hydrodynamics, and I think I can shed a little bit of light on this whole sentient bong water thing, man.
I just want to say I am so delighted to have another doctoral recipient on the line. I'm very interested in what you have to say.
You know, what was this? Really hot if you didn't talk.
I mean, what was the temperature in this room is 89 degrees. It's going to be hot no matter what.
What does THC stand for?
It's a tetrahydrocarbonyl.
He's slurring his words.
At least he has...
We can still hit the bong at the university, man. And we can still think.
Okay, so...
Plus, a speech impediment is not, does not, you know, any sort of denotation of intelligence or lack thereof.
Okay. Well, check this out, man. Check this out. So when you're hitting your bong right, and then you, like, snap it, and you get that ash to go down into the water... And you continue on with this. Eventually, that ash is going to kind of replace the water and get thicker. You know how that works. Mm-hmm. You put matter into water. It becomes muddy, right? Well, you continue on with this whole thing and the chemistry of the whole inside of the bong, you know, the glass reacting with the carbon and the cabanols and all whatever. Then this funny little thing starts to happen. And if you use a Zippo lighter, and that's really the big thing right there, man. If you use a Zippo lighter, it has this crazy effect, and all of a sudden, zap, boom, bam, you got yourself that sentient bong water.
I think that's exactly what I said.
I don't think you said any of those words at all, ever, including zap, boom, or bam.
Well, you're right, I didn't say
so let me get this straight. The sentience of the bong water is directly proportional to the type of lighter that you use, not the strain of cannabis?
Well, we'll take it a little step
or the frequency
deeper.
With which you wash your
apparatus. You know, a Bic lighter is butane. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In a Zippo lighter, you use more of like a methane mix. And it's that methane mix that just kind of messes things up, man. It like gets into that muddy, bong, watery stuff, and then zap, boom, bam, you got that thing coming.
I would have thought methane would have been more natural than butane.
You would think. But it is. It's the natural stuff that makes
Because, like, when you fart, it's methane.
Thank you for adding absolutely nothing.
It's more science. A true statement.
True, but it added nothing to the discussion. Look, Bruce, sorry, I'm getting confused.
It's Henry Baumgartner.
Henry, oh, because you told me Bruce before. Henry, Bruce, whatever. Okay, sure.
Mr. Baumgartner.
Yeah, Mr.
Yeah, he
talked.
Oh, I apologize. I know how hard you worked for that PhD.
Hey,
Dr. Baumgartner.
No joke, man.
No, it's not.
He completely respects it.
So check this out. Here's the real problem. Is this sentient bong water, this shit will run right up on you, and it's voodoo style. You know, I don't know where it learned this voodoo, like, monstrous, like, magic, but man, it's what messes with your brain, right? You hit the bong, and then it says, hey, how about them Cheetos, man? Let's go get some Cheetos at the 7-Eleven. And after we get those Cheetos at the 7-Eleven, we're gonna hold that pace up, man. It happened to me, man.
That happened to you.
Whoa, I don't think that's weed, dude.
Dr. Baumgartner, as an anthropologist, I'm curious, is there a direct correlation between those that practice voodoo and those that enjoy Cheetos?
Well, I'm not really sure about that. I haven't been down to Haiti, because
Haiti, while very prevalent in the voodoo culture and religion, is not the only place that they practice.
Yeah,
it is originally African, any place where African settlements may have.
Well, they also
and I think they like Flamin' Hot Cheetos there.
I actually find Flamin' Hot Cheetos delightful.
Sweet.
Ugh.
Do you have any?
I do.
I gotta agree on that one. Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
You want some?
What is wrong with everyone in this room right now?
Spicy.
And on the phone.
All right. So, anyway, this is pretty much what you got to think, man. Is you just got to be careful. And my good friend Danny Wiseau here, brother.
He was just making fun of me like two minutes ago.
Yeah, but check it out.
Wait, is he your friend or are you making fun of him?
Well, we partied a little bit together, but then after he got kicked out of the program, it's kind of, you lose contact.
Also, this is why I chose to have a sentient bong water friend, because he was always up in my stead.
Why did he get kicked out of the school?
I don't know if we got time for this. You want? All right, I'll give you that. Check it out. He took the main professor's stash, man. You just don't do that. You don't do it. And it's a pretty simple thing, but they will run you out of that program faster than a whale slip on a shingle, man.
It's called initiative, you bum gardener.
Oh, man.
That was kind of mean.
All right. I'm done with this, man. Well, you know, I really like you, David. You're really awesome.
Well, thank you.
Keep listening.
Awesome.
If you ever need me again, you know where to find me.
All right. Yeah, hopefully we'll be in touch, Dr. Baumgartner. Thank you so much. Danny, why'd you scare off the only person who knew what the fuck he was talking about?
Man, he's so full of shit.
I found it enlightening.
I think we have another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air.
Is this the pizza guy?
Hello?
Finally.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
What do you want?
What the fuck?
Did you get your pizza yet, sir?
Bill?
Yeah, hey.
Green peppers.
Hey, Bill.
It's still the wrong number, Bill.
Oh, fuck.
Go away.
Some mushrooms on.
I don't know.
It's not the pizza good.
You got the right one, baby. Uh-huh.
All right. I think we need to take a break before I blow my own brains out. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors, True Believers.
Will Shiflett was a professional wrestling fan. And as everyone knows, nothing productive has ever come of that. Perhaps having never gotten over his mother's death, he sought an alternate reality where he believed that he himself was the Macho Man Randy Savage.
I saw a lady psychiatrist. She said I was an OCD. One cool dude.
These are the last days of Macho Man Will Shiflett.
I'll talk to you in another lifetime, but not this one. Oh, yeah.
Coming to the DVM Production Empire, October 18th.
Welcome back, True Believers. Please buy or go to all of our sponsors' websites or buy their products, whichever it is, they're going to pay me, and I need another trailer. Wake up! Jesus. Yeah. We're here with Danny Wiseau, and now is normally when Elizabeth Moreland is joining us, but she's been talking the whole damn time.
Oh, shit. Where'd you come from?
She's been here the whole damn time. She's been talking to you. We're going to take a couple more calls. I think we have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah, hi. My name is Robert Smith.
Robert Smith. That sounds real.
Yes, I'm calling from Langley, Virginia. And
what?
I'm a long-time listener, David. And is it true you're broadcasting from...
I don't know what you're talking about,
well, that's
sir.
Okay. I've got a question for Danny. Danny, could you talk about sentient bong?
Don't talk to
for,
him.
26 more seconds.
Oh, we lost the call. I'm sorry. Oh, that's too bad. He's not on the line anymore, Danny.
You never let me say anything.
He's not on the line anymore.
I had a whole dissertation.
We have another caller on the line. Go ahead and give us your name and where you're from.
Hello?
Oh, fuck.
Ask if they have crazy bread.
Oh, my God.
Man, that'd be great.
Do you guys have crazy bread?
Look, ranch. Bill.
How do you know my name?
Stop using the phone, Bill.
Get ranch, man.
Oh.
No, dude. Ranch? Come on. Get blue cheese.
Bill.
That stuff's shit. I kind of like blue cheese, man.
Bill.
That's all mold. What?
Bill.
Mold's good. Haven't
Bill,
you been listening?
It's still the wrong number.
What? Wrong number?
Why don't you walk to Domino's?
Domino's?
Yeah, walk there.
Nah, man, Pizza Hut.
Is this Pizza Hut?
This is Freak of the Week.
What's that?
A podcast.
Wait, why are you calling me?
I'm going to kill you.
What?
I'm going to find you, and I'm going to kill you.
How are you going to... You said you don't have the internet. How are you going to find him?
I have a proxy who goes onto the dark web for me, and he will tell me where Bill is.
Can he get us a pizza?
No.
Wait, I want a pizza. What do you
we
want?
Know.
I want the Hawaiian.
What?
Okay, thank you, Bill. Hopefully you get fed. At some point, hopefully we can get a caller that actually has something to talk about when it comes to sentient bong water. Elizabeth, my God, I can't believe I'm coming to you.
Yes.
Have you had any experiences with sentient bong water?
Well, actually, one moment, please.
Yeah, hit it.
Oh, God.
You have
during the last few callers, I've been trying to do my own personal research so that I can better, advise the callers. I personally, as an anthropologist, I condone certain uses. Like I said, I don't know what was happening right there, but the use of drugs, cannabis, hallucinogenics, otherwise, have been used throughout the centuries as a form of enlightenment, of possibly talking to the ancestors. So I could see how someone might confuse a state of intoxication as confusing that for being able to speak to another sentient being.
Okay, so you're just basically saying after all of that bullshit that you still don't think it's real.
A sentient bong water?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Thank you for being useless.
I call him Fred.
I am not useless. I brought the purple haze. Thank you very much.
All right.
We are in a state where it's legal, by the way, just in case anyone's wondering.
I will not admit to what state we're in, nor will you ever hear me say that. We have a caller on the line. Caller, please be someone who can actually speak English at a normal pace and understanding level.
You got the pizza?
Hey.
Oh, God.
This is Penelope James.
Hello, Penelope. Nice to meet you.
James.
I like your voice.
Penelope.
Whose voice, specifically?
Oh, yours, Elizabeth.
Thank you. I've been told I have a lovely phone voice.
So do you have it's something soothing. To say about sentient
I
bong
do.
Water?
I actually...
And a face for radio.
You barely fit in your chair.
Well, Elizabeth's voice is beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I have experience with sentient bong water.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You've seen Fred?
No, I'm going to patent this, so don't copy this.
Oh, shit.
I know. But, so I have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Total bitch. I've got to try to train her. So, you know, she keeps getting kicked out of all of these schools for dogs. Gave her some of my bong water. Now she does whatever I say.
You She's gave saying. Your dog bong water?
Yeah.
And it did not adversely affect her
no,
health?
No, she's so
Sounds like it
happy.
Worked, Elizabeth.
She's happy. She's, like, always smiling. And she does whatever I tell her to do.
Do you think that she's always happy and smiling? Or is this just your perception of how she's behaving due to your recreational choices?
No, we're all happy and smiling now. And she's, like, the mascot. She's just the happy mascot. Of our group.
And what does this have to do with sentient bong water?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because that's how I get her to do what she needs to do. She got kicked out of her classes. I gave her the sentient bong water, and now...
How do you know that... So you gave her water out of your bong to drink?
Yeah.
And you know that this water was sentient how?
Danny, what are you doing right now?
What's the dog's name?
Cheeto.
Why are you having... Why was your head next to the microphone instead of in front of it?
Was it?
I don't think he knows where he is right now.
Yeah, she never did anything.
He actually tried to eat the microphone earlier because he thought it was a drumstick.
There were Cheetos
dust on
it.
Do you have drumsticks?
I wish.
Wait,
those are delicious. If the Schwan man comes by, I will totally buy everyone drumsticks.
That would go really good with the pizza.
The address.
When's that coming?
I'm gonna be there.
I didn't order a pizza, I told you. Look, why do you think the bong water was sentient?
Well, because before he didn't.
Wait, he or she, did he change the dog's sex?
You know, my dog identifies both ways. Are you judging Cheeto?
No, I'm just curious.
Your dog's name is Cheeto.
Never assume a dog's gender.
I can't based on the name. Cheeto could be anything.
Yeah.
Cheetos can be anything.
They can't. Oh, my God.
Cheetos are everything.
Do you have Cheetos?
We did.
You got wings, like,
we
I
did. There's just some
there.
Dust on the...
All right, we're going to go on to the next caller.
I have a question just for my own clarification.
Yeah, that's probably
fine.
Expert,
in your expert opinion, is bong water the only thing that can become sentient, or do you ever have, say, sentient a bowl or anything like a pipe?
Well...
Hookah, which is very similar to a bong.
That's not marijuana, though.
That's ridiculous.
Tobacco.
I mean, what else can become sentient? I mean, like, have you never heard of having children?
So what? You're comparing bong water to children now.
No, this is way better. Children always need things. Fred doesn't need anything.
Is there only one sentient bong water manifestation?
That's
or can anyone... have their own, do you think?
Oh, totally.
As an expert.
I've actually had four at once.
Well,
that's impressive.
Were they all called Fred?
I mean, that's just what I called them all, just because, you know, they all look the same to me. So it's like hard to
So tell. You're racist against bong waters.
No, we're totally...
They all look the same to you.
We're all friends, though. I'm not racist. They just happen to all look the same.
Okay, we have a caller on the
line. He's saying he doesn't see color of bong water.
It's foggy
that's
basement.
That's fine. Okay. We have a caller on the line. Caller, how can I we help you here?
Yeah, I ordered a pizza like a half an hour
ago. Thank you for joining us on Freak of the Week this week. I am David Hickney. I may be... Wait, do we have another caller? Oh, maybe we've got another caller coming in. It looked like we did.
Oh, Mr. Hinkney, finishing prematurely. Surprise, surprise.
Ah, gotcha, buddy.
I've never had any complaints before.
That's because you've never had anyone who would be in that position before.
Caller! what's your name? What can I do for you here?
Hey, my name's Steven.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, so I think I might have a sentient bong water problem. It's starting to talk to me.
Okay, we have somebody that actually has something to talk about. Yeah, it's good.
Steven, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, stay the fuck off the mic, you know, man. Get off, man.
Wait. Is this your bong that we're hearing? The bong water?
We're hearing the bong?
Steven.
Hold on.
You got shit to do in the kitchen.
I'm staring.
Is that your bong water or your father? Possibly your wife. I can't tell.
Well, the bong water is bubbling, so I think that might be it.
Steven, there's too much carbon score in here. I feel like a goddamn droid from Star Wars.
Okay.
Danny, what should he do?
Well, in my expert opinion, I find it really weird that it's talking out loud, saying as Fred always talks, you know, telepathically to me. So I think you should take another hit.
So you would say that your sentient bong water is all in your own head?
No, we're just on the same wavelength.
Hey, Steven.
Yeah.
Those voices that you're hearing on the telephone.
Yeah.
They're liars.
Oh man.
They're all lying to you.
We
come
can.
Come back in here in the kitchen. Left me on the counter, you dumb fuck.
Steven,
right, I'm sorry.
That voice in the background sounds kind of like a governor of
governor.
The only thing he's ruling is me, honestly. Danny, what I want to do is I want to drink it and take it into me so we can be one.
Well,
that's right. We want you to become one with me.
I'd never judge about anything anyone wants to take in themselves.
Steven.
I just think it sounds like your bong water is kind of a badass.
I mean, it's...
He is pretty sweet.
The orifice that I can, you know, take him into, it's kind of, you know, tall and strong and stiff and...
Just tell him to stick me in your bunghole, Steven.
Yeah. Steven, maybe you should read the Bible.
The Bible? Will it guide me to take him into me?
Steven, honey, are you going to come out for dinner?
Any minute, Mom. Are you making fish sticks?
We're making fish sticks, Steven. Come on out, honey.
Oh, what are you having with those?
There's fish sticks. Ma, roommate, what's with the fish sticks?
They're your favorite. You asked for them. Come on, honey.
Yeah, but all that's right. Like, she's totally dodging the question.
Yeah, but I think there might be, you know, a tartar sauce with it.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Well, that's just
that's not
bullshit.
Really, like, not a meal, though.
If you just give me a second, I'm gonna sit on my bunk and take my...
Wait, Steven, I'm not ready.
No, we're great.
Oh, God.
I just want to point out that there is absolutely no shame in what's happening right now. Physically, the male G-spot is in the rectum, and therefore there's no association with homosexuality, and men should often try this as a source of pleasure.
Danny, it was glass and it broke.
I'm David Hickney, and this has been Freak of the Week.
I thought it was just vapor.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Who would have thunk that? What? All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What the hell? I don't know who Lindsay Chmielarski, Paul Hinnick, Elizabeth Grahulik, Jeff Manning, Dave Musto, and David Vox Mullen are, but we're going to have words. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. I'm going to have to talk to them. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.